It was back in 2013 that HPR's Noe Tanigawa talked to Kalaupapa resident Makiu Malo. An award-winning writer, storyteller, and educator, Malo was diagnosed with Hansen's disease at the age of 12, and he was exiled to Kalaupapa in 1947. Makiu Malo has been featured at the Hawaii Book and Music Festival. He wrote the book, My Name is Makiu, a memoir of Kalaupapa.
I have no understanding of the disease.
Few did in 1947 when Elroy Makiu Malo was diagnosed with Hansen's disease, a bacterial infection that creates lesions, ulcers, and numbness in the coldest parts of the body, the ears, fingers, nose. Hansen's disease is spread through coughs and sneezes, but 95% of people are naturally immune. Others are not. Malo watched his older brother and sister get bundled off to Hawaii's, quote, leper colony on the north side of Molokai, the isolated landing at Kalaupapa.
And then when the day, my dad and I were reported to have the disease, and again we went to Dr. Chanun's office. They snipped our ear to get blood samples. And then about an hour later, we were sitting in the waiting room. Dr. Chanun comes. And he says, Mr. Malo, I have good news for you. You don't have the disease. And then he waited. But I'm afraid, Mr. Malo, your son Elroy does. And then before Dr. Chandler said anything else, my dad, he said, oh, doctor, I like my boy go to Kalaupapa today.
When Malo arrived, there were about 400 residents at Kalaupapa.
Many didn't walk around. They didn't go to the airport walking or Kalawao. They didn't walk around town even.
Malo says only 5 to 7 of the patients actually walked the town because walking often led to lesions on their feet. Before he lost his vision, hands, and feet, Malo loved to hunt.
I was too active, yeah. The worst part is that our feet don't feel. So more you go, the more fun you have. But in time, the ulcers get worse, the pain increases. That's when my whole world started to crumble. Surviving so long, what little chances we had of doing so much, we enjoyed it. When you're in that condition, and you know life is going on outside, think, oh, what the heck? I like to go down the bar. I like to drink soda. You know, I like to eat ice cream, you know? We had movies twice a week, 3 movies. We had 3 bars open. Not that there were many people who drank, but they'd go there and eat ice cream, candy, and stuff. It was nice to meet some of them. They didn't let the disease hold them down. The sun said, oh, Kalaupapa, smiles through the evening rain, my island of dreams, means so much to me.
Hansen's disease is completely curable today. Over 8,000 people were sent to Kalaupapa. Most died there.
So hold me close, my darling, and kiss me as lovers do. Then the sunset of Kalaupapa will be a dream.
That was Kalaupapa resident Makiu Malo sharing his story with HBR's Noe Tanigawa back in 2013.